does smaller firms compete with their larger counterparts? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kevin Kasky, professor of operations management at SUNY New Paltz, explores avenues that smaller downhill ski manufacturers use to get their products on the slopes.
As we talk about bringing back manufacturing, and as winter season is underway, the ski industry gives us an opportunity to demonstrate two approaches that allow smaller U.S. firms to compete in an industry dominated by large foreign players: specialization and customization. The worldwide market for downhill skis is dominated by four large firms, three manufacturing in the Alps and one in China. There are also a few slightly smaller firms, but none of these firms produce in the United States. There are, however, over 100 firms based in the USA, and most of these manufacture here as well. To enter an established market, one must offer something different or do something differently. Specialization offers something different, while customization is doing skis differently. These smaller firms specialize more often than they customize and focus on niches that may not interest the larger producers. Their designs can be more radical and materials less traditional. They were early in the trend of very wide skis, while others addressed niche purposes such as backcountry skiing or markets such as the harsher conditions of New England skiing. Customization varies from as simple as allowing the customer to pick from standardized components to full specification of design parameters. To be fair, not all of the firms do succeed, nor are they all trying to, but quitting the day job can come as soon as a few hundred pairs sold. For some, there is more to success than sales. When asked about producing elsewhere, such as China, one owner quickly said to me, "The point is to build skis in the Rockies."
That was Kevin Kasky of SUNY New Paltz. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.